Other countries export oil. We export entertainment. Even 70 years ago, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy were international stars who kept European fans happy by refilming many of their best movies in several foreign languages. Now, the rediscovery of one of those movies has audiences laughing again. The German version of the Laurel and Hardy murder mystery was shown in Bonn over the weekend. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon is thrilled.
When most of us think of the legendary comedy duo Laurel and Hardy, we think of this.
Well, here's another nice kettle of fish you pickled me in.
Not this.
Vamos a un viaje de negocios monetarios.
And certainly not this. But in some truly amazing news for all film buffs and comedy aficionados, a rare Laurel and Hardy short where the team speaks German has been uncovered in Moscow by Munich Film Museum archivist. The 40-minute short, Spuk Mitternacht, Ghost at Midnight, was a foreign version of the 1930 hit The Laurel and Hardy Murder Case. And to hear Stan with his British accent and Ollie with his famous southern drawl phonetically speak German, well, it's something special.
Sie mal sie. Ouch, Professor? Nein. Fraser Beard in einer Flasche. Mit Spiritus.
The fact that they reshot an English language film in foreign languages might seem unusual, but it wasn't. It was a drastic attempt by Hollywood to keep the huge international audiences that had devoured American silent movies. Dubbing proved extremely difficult at the time because sound itself was so new to film. Laurel and Hardy were the first big American comedy team to film their shorts in different languages. Could Stan and Ollie speak different languages? Heck no. That's what makes it even more peculiar. Whether it was Spanish, French, Italian, or German, they would phonetically speak their lines while reading off a huge blackboard behind the camera. Say they had a scene in the kitchen with their wives telling them they can't go fishing. They'd shoot it in German with two German actresses as the wives. Then they'd hold the camera and bring in the French wives and shoot the French version, and so on with the Italian and Spanish. Once they had all four versions, they'd move the camera to the next setup. It was extremely time-consuming, yes, but incredibly lucrative for Laurel and Hardy and their producer, Hal Roach. International audiences were so appreciative of their efforts to even try and speak their language that Stan and Ollie became huge stars overseas. In fact, the newly discovered Spuk Mitternacht was Laurel and Hardy's first film in German and was a huge box office success when it premiered in Berlin in 1931. Oh, a little side note. This short is also legendary because it is the very first time Ollie ever says to Stan, "Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into." Or, "Gut ist Herr in anderen Nette Verringern, die sei mich in erhalten haben." Many other Hollywood studios did this technique with various feature films, but so few of them survive, which makes the uncovering of this comedy short that much more exceptional. Luckily, some things needed no translation. Oliver Hardy's grunt of frustration, or Stanley's river of tears,
"I'm sorry, Ollie, I'm so tired,"
are thankfully universal.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. He speaks no German but remains a rabid Laurel and Hardy fan. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com.